It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. Tree falling in the woods, 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 tree falling in the woods.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
So, I thought that today I would take you way back and discuss an early Simpsons episode from season 2, which has been on my mind as I go further and further down the Simpsons rabbit hole. Episode number 19, which aired in 1990, the very end of the year, is called Dead Putting Society. And if you watch The Simpsons at all, you remember it. Written by Jeff Martin, who I consider kind of an unsung hero, if only for this episode. It represents the start of so many things for The Simpsons. Homer's, like, Dan Castellaneta's rather really funny ad-libs are something that pretty much began with this when he's reading the letter from Flanders, where Flanders tries to apologize to him for being rude, which I remember when I was a kid watching and just thinking was so hilarious and infectious, you know, like it made everyone in the room of the people that were watching it laugh, and it was making Bart and Lisa laugh also. The plot of this is Homer and Ned Flanders get into a rivalry over their sons, Bart and Todd, competing against each other in a mini golf match. And Homer's jealous of Flanders because of his nicer house and all of his nice stuff, including his rumpus room. And this is the first time that we see the inside of the Flanders house, and the first time that we see the Flanders family, the first time that all of them speak and all of that. And it's sort of surprising to me, looking back all of these, you know, 20-some seasons later, how fully formed all of those characters were already, right out of the gate. Ned Flanders is maybe a little less of a milquetoast than he became, but I don't know, like in the letter that he drops off and, you know, that Homer reads, that's still, that's very Ned Flanders of today. When Homer is reading aloud, "You are my brother and I love you," and all, then the kids are laughing, and "Yet I feel a great sadness in my bosom," and like, you know, I mean, I was only 12 years old when that came out, and my friends and I would say bosom to each other and crack up, you know, not getting the joke on the level that we were supposed to, getting it just, you know, the fact that they said bosom was funny. It is also the start of Lisa's interest in Eastern philosophy and religions, as she teaches Bart to be a better mini golfer by reading Zen koans to him. And he doesn't get it at first, and, you know, he claps his one hand like this, claiming that that is the sound of one hand clapping. And then he makes the tree falling in the woods where no one is around noise very violently. A friend of mine who was an au pair once complained that it's hard to have conversations with little kids because they speak in sound effects more than in actual words. And that those BART sound effects are a good example of that. And yeah, basically that's that episode. Newsflash, Lisa, BART is not a horse. That was another one that was repeated in my house a lot. Because Lisa wants to feed him oatmeal before the mini golf tournament, and BART would rather feed him like bacon and eggs and a giant, you know, heaping breakfast. And the bet that Homer and Ned have is that the father of the boy who doesn't win has to mow the lawn wearing his wife's best Sunday dress. And since BART and Todd eventually decide to put their differences aside and not finish the match, you know, and like kiss and make up, neither boy wins, and so both of them have to dress in drag and mow the lawn. And Homer is super mad, and Flanders kind of enjoys it. He's like, it reminds me of my old fraternity days. And thus was born the meme of stupid Flanders. And there was, I think, one more thing I wanted to say about this episode that's so great. And as usual, I will remember it long after this Simpsons time has concluded. Something that's important to remember is that BART and Lisa and Rod and Todd do not correspond in age. Rod is older than BART, and Todd is the same age as BART. So, like, BART and Rod would not be in the same class, and Todd and Lisa would not be in the same class. And that's something that tripped me up at first. But now I grasp it. And I know it's important to you guys. This has been Simpsons Time. And that was Simpsons Time through the Debigulator. My name is Amanda Nazario. I so appreciate you listening to this podcast, sharing it, having things to say about it. And I appreciate all of the contact that I've had with you listeners. I'll be back next week with a different Simpsons Time, if you can believe it. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.